You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number two. Inexplicably, how did we get to hour number two already? Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, the text lines are open. You want to text in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'll also tell you, by the way, in case you've never seen it, you ought to check out our website, rightsideradio.org. It's .org. Rightsideradio.org's got all our stuff on there. And if you hear me rattling paper like I do when I've got a story that I'm using as a reference or a resource for my discussions, they're all available for you. So what we've done now at rightsideradio.org, you can go there. There's one of the tabs that says live stream. On that page, you can watch the studio as we're talking on the air. We're also live streaming the show. Then we also have the audio feed in case you're just driving down the road and you want to hear the audio because you're outside of our overly broad range of AM/FM capability. But at the bottom of that page is a button. It says resources. You click on that and it takes you to basically the triple dipper of the day. Every story in that triple dipper is there. So if you hear me read a story, you're like, what was that story he was talking about? I want to get that. Well, no need to go hunt it down. It's there. Boomer posts them every morning. Thank you, Boomer, very much, by the way. You do good work. Have I said that lately?
Oh, thank you.
You do the applause.
Oh, yes, I get the applause. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Boomer. Thank you very much. Okay, text lines are open. Steve from Gunnersville says, how about we take some of that tax money we're not getting back and have Governor Ivey buy us all some offsets? That's not going to happen. Badger from Athens just says, I'm just going to build a dome over my property and grow my own air and food. Jeff from Holly Pond says, remember the Spark people once said the world was flat. he's correct. And there are some not so smart people that still think the world is flat. Juan from Newmarket just has a great a book called A Time to Kill, The Bible and Self-Defense. That's interesting. I've never seen that before. I will have to look that up. Thank you, sir, for that. And what else did I have in there? JT from Lacey Springs, how much electricity is created by gas? Duh. No kidding. By the way, I just heard the other day, too, I was talking to a guy who works for a gas and helium supply company, you know, the kind where you can go get the tanks, to fill up your balloons for the birthday parties and all that. And he said that literally helium has gone from being about $35 a canister to $100 a canister. Yeah, because apparently it's a byproduct of natural gas, and the whole industry is being polarized right now by the Biden administration, so even balloon helium is more expensive now. Go figure. All right, let's switch gears. Coming up bottom of this half hour, this bottom of this hour we're in, we're going to have a discussion with Keelan Darby. And you may recall, Keelan Darby is the wife, and she's also a police officer herself. She's the wife of Officer Ben Darby, who was convicted of manslaughter, and there has been a massive support going out. Keelan leading the way for her husband to seek to have his appeal bring back a reversal. Well, they won on appeal. Now, he didn't get the charges were not thrown out. The case was not reversed, summarily. It was do what's called reverse and remanded, I believe. And so in this case, it's coming back for a new trial with instructions that certain things have to be done differently. And that's still a huge win. So we'll be talking at 3:30 with Keelan Darby, the wife and also a police officer of Officer Ben Darby from Huntsville. In the meantime, kind of leading up to that, because he was convicted allegedly of a wrongful shooting, right? What are the rules of engagement? What are we allowed to do? If someone's breaking into your house, if someone's threatening your family, if someone is trying to carjack your car and your baby's in it, what are we allowed to do? Are there rules of engagement? And yes, there are. And sometimes rules of engagement can be tricky to negotiate. But let me just tell you, there's a new study out right now. I've got a copy of it right here that basically says the FBI's database is absolutely wrong, that there's a lot more good guys with guns that save lives, more so than ever being reported. And they point out that the way the FBI gathers its data specifically overlooks incidents in which someone has to return fire. That they literally don't go into the situation and depending upon whether it's a crime, if it's a security guard, they don't count it as a good guy with a gun. That's basically a police action. And all of it's amazing to look at. There are a lot more good guys with guns out there saving people's lives than is ever being reported or given credit for. But that being said, when can a good guy with a gun actually do something? Let me caveat this. Since I'm a lawyer, I got to say this kind of thing. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not your lawyer. If you have a concern or a question, go ahead and talk to your lawyer. It's like a medical advice. I'm not going to tell you don't get something medically done. You talk to your doctor and figure that out. But yeah, I'm a lawyer. And yeah, I know where things are in the state code, and I know how to pass legislation because I was in the state Senate. And in the state Senate, we did pass something called the Stand Your Ground Law in Alabama, often known around the nation as the Castle Doctrine. So here's the deal. The premise of this is you have a right to the, you know, use and enjoyment of your own property, and you have a right to a sense of security and protection within your own property. It's as if every man and woman is the king or queen of their own castle, and you have a right to defend your castle. Here's the deal. In Title 13 of the Alabama Code, the Castle Doctrine is found in what we call Alabama's Stand Your Ground Law. And it says that basically in your home, in your business, in your vehicle, you have a right to defend yourself using violent force, deadly force if necessary. In the dwelling, and here's how they define it. A dwelling can be your home, your apartment, a hotel room, maybe even a tent or an RV if you're camping, because that is now your dwelling. It's where you are living, sleeping, or lodging. That's the definition. So yeah, you're at a campground. You're at a campground and something happens. You got a right within your RV or within your tent to use deadly force to resist the attack. You absolutely do. How about your business? Yeah, your business is your store or your office. Someone is attempting to invade and do harm within, you have a right to defend yourself. How about an occupied vehicle? Well, the key term is occupied. You cannot see your car parked out there in the street and someone trying to get into it and call that the use of the Castle Doctrine if you fire at them. You can't, because that's not a viable defense for an unoccupied car. But if you're in that car, or your baby's in that car, and someone is attempting to invade that space, it's an occupied vehicle, you have a right at that point to use good judgment, but you have a right to respond. You have a right to fire on them if necessary. But here's the kicker. So you got your dwelling, not just your home, your dwelling. It could be a temporary home. It could be a lodging, if you will. You got your business. You got an occupied vehicle. But Alabama law also states that it has to be reasonable to believe that there is somebody who is unlawfully or forcibly entering that dwelling business. In other words, you can't invite somebody in, and if they're in your house, now you can shoot them and try to stage it. It doesn't work that way, okay? Now, if you invite them in and they then attack you, yes, you have a right to stand your ground. But you have to reasonably believe that another person is attempting to unlawfully or forcibly, you know, do something to you within your dwelling, business, property, or occupied vehicle. Now, it does not allow you, though, to take action against physical force being used by a law enforcement officer in his or her, you know, actual official capacity. So if law enforcement comes to your front door, no, you are not authorized to take violent action. Now, where it gets confusing sometimes is what happens in a no-knock warrant. A no-knock warrant is one where they believe there's somebody on the other side of that door that poses a reasonable threat to the officers, and if they announce themselves, it's going to make it worse, so they kick the door in and go in. You're not technically allowed to take action against a police officer. Then you get into the reasonable aspect. Lawyers always talk about reasonableness. And if you get into a reasonableness issue, then you have to potentially, you lose what's called the presumption in your favor. I'm just giving you all the scoop here. If we were in court and you took action that we thought was unreasonable, we would say the burden has now shifted or the presumption has been rebutted. If you were not justified in using deadly force, you could, you know, spend the rest of your life in jail. So there's that. But generally speaking, if your occupied dwelling, not just your house, your occupied dwelling or your business or your occupied vehicle is being invaded and you feel like there is threat of harm to yourself or your family, you'd certainly have, under the rules of engagement of Alabama law, the right to, by the way, that's Alabama law. Know your state. Not every state has this, but Alabama does. All right, we're going to talk about more, like what happens. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do one more before I go. Here's a weird one where they use this. The stand your ground law actually helped a guy. You can't be in the commission of a crime, all right? You can't use the stand your ground law as your excuse when you were doing something illegal. I've got a case here that was reported from April of last year where the dude literally, in Birmingham, the dude literally got a call to go sell some marijuana to somebody. He didn't want to do it. They threatened him. He went down there to see him. Then they tried to wrestle it out of his pocket. Then they tried to beat him up, so he shot him. Well, he was there to sell marijuana. Isn't that illegal? He was there to, because he felt coerced. Basically, the case was reversed. He was convicted. Then it was reversed. The bottom line is this. Even he was justified in using deadly force at that particular case. He had a right to. It's weird, it's nuanced, but I would just say, know the law where you stand so you can stand your ground if the time comes. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll do that. We'll come right back and put a lid on this one and then talk to Officer Keelan Darby, the wife of Officer Ben Darby, who just had a major win at the Court of Criminal Appeals. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. In his vehicle, while legally carrying a firearm, a member of the U.S. military is now on trial as of this week for murder. You might imagine that the indictment was not without controversy, according to the report that I've got here on Fox. But it was also one of those George Soros district attorneys in Travis County, Texas, a guy named Jose Garza, who was backed by George Soros in his last election campaign and then now is prosecuting Army Sergeant Daniel Perry. This kind of thing, it makes you wonder, what am I allowed to do? Well, you know what? Here's the end result. I would say if you are under immediate threat of life, limb, or property, and you know you're in your vehicle, you know you're in your house, you know you're in your hotel room, you do what you have to do. That's my thought. You do what you have to do because the alternative is you don't do what you have to do and somebody dies anyway. So all that to say, just know this. The law is generally speaking in Alabama in your favor if you are in your castle, which is a business, an occupied vehicle, or an occupied dwelling, not necessarily your house, your occupied dwelling, hotel rooms count, and that all means something. All right, Boomer, I hear music. That means we're working, man. Are we on the air? That's cool. I'm not just talking to myself.
We're good.
I'm not talking to you. We're talking to everybody. All right, you guys stay tuned. We're coming right back with Officer Keelan Darby, the wife of Officer Ben Darby. Got some good news from the Court of Criminal Appeals. We'll tell you all about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.